You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Back in April, American company Colossal Biosciences had announced a successful project, from their point of view, to de-extinct the direwolf. Now the company has teamed up with Peter Jackson, Canterbury Museum, and the Naitahu Research Centre to begin the de-extinction of the South Island giant moa. In April, we conducted an interview with Associate Professor and Director of the Paleogenetics Lab at the University of Otago, Nick Rawlins, who was displeased with the American company's attempts at the direwolf. Now to talk about the attempts at de-extincting the moa, I spoke to Rawlins once again.
We spoke with you a couple months ago about Colossal Biosciences' project with the direwolf, where you had a largely negative opinion. Is this more of the same, or is this a step in the right direction?
Frankly, it's more of the same. While it is nice to see Māori and the Naitahu Research Centre involved in making these decisions around de-extinction, the engagement to date has been what you could call cherry-picking and not meaningful. So in all of the research that we have been doing on sequencing moa genomes in New Zealand ethically and in partnership with different Māori, iwi, hapu, runanga and trusts, there is no support for de-extinction across the motu, across the country. And so what this project really looks like is that Colossal and Canterbury Museum and the Naitahu Research Centre have cherry-picked their support. We have engaged with Naitahu Rūnanga across Te Waipunami, the South Island, and there is no support for de-extinction. And if we take the giant moa, which they have said is the first species they want to de-extinct, giant moa also occurred at the top of the South Island in Te Tā Iho, which have 8 iwi there that we are working with, and they are all against de-extinction. So what I'm doing is actually calling on Colossal and Canterbury Museum and the Naitahu Research Centre actually come clean about what level engagement have they done. Have they engaged widely amongst Naitahu? Have they engaged with other iwi on the South Island? And because they say they're going to sequence the genomes of all moa and eventually want to de-extinct them all, or attempt to, have they engaged wider? This is a conversation we need to have as a South Island as a whole, as a New Zealand as a whole, and not just captain's calls being made by a few individuals.
When we spoke about the direwolf situation, I asked you how important it was to consult Māori when it came to the de-extinction of animals in Aotearoa. It sounds like you wish that they talk to a couple more tribes. Are you satisfied with what Colossal Biosciences have done in that respect?
No, I don't think they have done anything properly. And when we've been talking with various indigenous communities around Australia and North America, as we're hearing the same story, is that Colossal hasn't done due diligence and engaged properly with the communities or listened to actually the various different opinions. So what I think they've done here is they've got some people on board. These people do not actually speak for the community as a whole, and they would need to do much wider engagement. It's one thing sequencing the genome or the genetic blueprint of extinct species from a bone from a swamp in the Rohe or tribal area of a Rūnanga. That is, say, the Rūnanga's right under their rangatiratanga. It's another thing going and de-extincting a species that occurred across the entire South Island. It can't just be down to one group of people.
You've been consistent in the viewpoint that we shouldn't be bringing back species to undo. Can you explain why?
So if we take the moa, there are some lost ecological connections that if you brought moa or a genetically mutated emu back, that they may be able to re-establish. But that would actually take sizable numbers of these moa to be released into the wild. And what the announcement has come out and said, well, they don't want to release them into the wild. They want to create the moa version of Jurassic Park and have ecotourism. So if you're going to release them, you need them to have a large enough population size so that they're not genetically inbred. You want the amount of genetic variation of your listeners in Auckland, not the amount of genetic variation of the English royal family or the Habsburgs. So you need several hundred, more than 500 individuals so that's a self-sustaining population. We also don't know whether the de-extinct animals are going to be able to breed, what unintended consequences are. So there's a lot of ecological and ethical concerns. And for me, I don't think we should be bringing them back. We need to be able to learn from the mistakes of the past and actually conserve what we've got left and not drive more species to extinction, which would occur if you did bring de-extinct animals back. A lot are not going to be brought back because it's so expensive, and they would require conservation money, and that's going to pull money from trying to conserve and save other species, potentially driving them to extinction.
And you just called it the MOA version of Jurassic Park. Can you talk about Colossal Biosciences' plan to introduce their MOA into habitats?
So according to all the official press releases, is they're not going to reintroduce them back into the wild. So you wouldn't be able to go tramping in the Southern Alps and see MOA. What they want to do is de-extinct the South Island giant MOA, put it in a fenced ecological reserve. We've heard somewhere up the northern South Island, and they want to use that as an ecotourism opportunity to make money. And there's no plans to release these into the wild. I have heard talk that potentially this is being used also for food sovereignty, but I would argue against using MOA for food sovereignty. They are slow breeding animals. They have delayed maturity. The giant MOA takes about 3 years to reach adult body size and several more years to reach sexual maturity. And so it's not like standard domesticated farm animals, which are a lot quicker breeding. So I don't think this will provide food sovereignty either.
You've called Colossal Biosciences' plan to gift a baby MOA to Ngāi Tahu in 5 to 10 years a pipe dream. Why do you think this?
The technology doesn't exist yet. So if we take the dire wolf example, mammals are really well known genetically. We know their genomes. The dire wolf and the grey wolf are closely related to each other. What they did is they compared the genomes of those two species, and they're about 99% identical, so that's still over about a million differences. And they did 20 changes to 14 genes and created their genetically engineered grey wolves. Now, a bird is a lot harder. If we think of just the surrogates, giant MOA eggs are huge, and they're way bigger than an ostrich or an emu egg. So you cannot bring a giant MOA chick to term or full term, if we're thinking in pregnancies, in an ostrich or an emu egg. So they're going to have to develop artificial egg technology. The other problem is some of the birds like MOA are not what we call model organisms. They're not well understood. And so if we think of a MOA genome as about conservatively probably 1 billion individual letters long, that's your A, G, C's and T's of your genetic code, or Mr. DNA from Jurassic Park. And if we look at, say, the regions of the genome that we can directly compare, there's probably going to be about a 1% sequence divergence. So that's still going to be over 10 million differences between, say, an emu and a MOA. Now, Colossal has said is they want to completely genetically engineer an emu genome or another ratite genome to 100% match a MOA genome, so they have the MOA that Polynesians saw when they come to New Zealand. Now that is a very, very tall order, and the technology isn't there. But there's also a whole lot of other what we call structural differences in the genetic blueprints, the way the genetic code is all packaged, that are equally as important and can't be recreated at the moment.
Lastly, does it concern you that if a de-extinction of the MOA was successful, that current endangered species in Aotearoa would be given less protection?
Yes. So if you're going to de-extinct a MOA, you're going to have to conserve it. And where is the money for the conservation of the MOA going to come from? How are you going to ensure that it's not attacked by dogs that we know that can take kiwi? They'll probably be able to take down juvenile MOA or chicks. How are we going to stop all the rat plagues that might predate eggs or chicks? How are you going to ensure that they're not genetically inbred and they don't have inbreeding depression, which is what is seen in kākāpō? And that money has all got to come from somewhere. It could come from the Department of Conservation, or even if it comes from Ngāi Tahu, that's going to take away from other conservation that they are doing, for example, with kākāpō or with tākahi. So it will cause other species to go to worse conservation status and potentially extinction.
That was Nick Rawlins from the University of Otago on the project by Colossal Biosciences to de-extinct the South Island giant moa.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.